This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wonder if a little zap to the brain could help someone quit smoking? Sounds crazy, right?
It does, but this paper explores exactly that. Transcranial direct current stimulation, or TDCS, is the focus.
TDCS? Is that like brain zapping?
Essentially, yeah. A mild electrical current is applied to the prefrontal cortex.
And that's supposed to help people quit smoking? Tell me more. So, how does zapping the brain help with smoking cessation?
The prefrontal cortex plays a big role in decision-making and impulse control. TDCS might boost its activity, making it easier to resist cravings.
So it's like giving the brain a little extra oomph to fight the addiction?
Exactly. It's not a magic bullet, though. Motivation is key, right?
Speaking of key, how many sessions are we talking about here? Is it a one-and-done thing?
Nope. The study looks at the effectiveness of different numbers of sessions. More sessions might mean better results, but it's not a simple equation.
So it's not just about the number of zaps, but also how the brain responds to them.
Precisely. Individual responses vary.
This paper also highlights motivation. How does that play into the effectiveness of TDCS?
A person's desire to quit is crucial. TDCS might help, but it won't work miracles if someone isn't committed.
So it's like the TDCS is a tool, but the person has to do the work too.
Exactly. It's a collaborative effort between the brain and the individual's willpower.
So what are the potential upsides of using TDCS for smoking cessation?
It could be a less invasive alternative to other methods, and it might help people who haven't had success with other approaches.
Sounds promising. But are there any downsides?
Of course. More research is needed to fully understand its long-term effects and potential side effects. It's not a guaranteed solution.
What kind of research would be helpful to further explore this topic?
Larger-scale studies with diverse populations are needed to confirm the findings and explore optimal treatment parameters.
Like figuring out the perfect number of sessions and tailoring it to individual needs.
Exactly. And also investigating the interaction between TDCS and other cessation methods.
If this proves effective, how might this be used in real-world settings?
It could be integrated into existing smoking cessation programs, offering a supplementary treatment option.
So it could be a helpful addition to existing methods, not a replacement?
Precisely. A multi-pronged approach is often the most effective.
Any ethical considerations we should keep in mind?
Absolutely. The safety and efficacy of TDCS need to be rigorously evaluated before widespread adoption. Informed consent is paramount.
Making sure people understand what they're getting into before they get zapped.
Exactly.
What are some exciting future directions for research in this area?
Combining PDCS with other interventions like cognitive behavioral therapy could be very promising.
A combined approach might be even more effective than either method alone?
That's the hope, yeah.
Do you think there's a particular type of smoker who might benefit most from this treatment?
That's a great question. Perhaps those who haven't responded well to other methods or those with strong cravings might be good candidates.
So it could be a targeted approach for those who need a little extra help?
Exactly.
What about the cost-effectiveness of this treatment?
That's something that needs further investigation. If it proves effective and safe, the cost-benefit analysis would be crucial.
Weighing the cost of treatment against the long-term health benefits.
Precisely.
And finally, how accessible would this treatment be to the general population?
That's a significant hurdle. Making it affordable and widely available would be essential for it to have a real impact.
So it's not just about effectiveness, but also about making it accessible to those who need it.
Absolutely. Overall, while more research is needed, the potential of prefrontal TDCS for smoking cessation is intriguing.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your insights.